It's gonna be MTV.
What time?
I have no idea yet.
You gonna be MTV?
You stay up here.
Huh?
You stay in Detroit.
I don't stay here no more. I used to stay right down the block.
On what street? And not
Dresden.
Dresden.
Right over there.
Why you move?
Huh?
Why you move?
Cause I rap now.
No, they want to.
Yo, man, this is gonna be great. You know that though, man.
Yeah, this be hot.
It's so great to be back here.
Now that you've seen Cancun and LA, I mean, wouldn't you rather be someplace warmer, or do you like relate to the frigidity?
I'm just
up here?
Used to this. I'm used to it. It's like, not that it's like fun. You know, you just get used to something,
yeah.
And you just get settled in, and you just wanna stay.
So you're a Detroiter for life, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I'm a Detroiter for life.
Don't you just get rid of your friends?
Now, where are we headed for?
We're gonna go to my old house, and I'm gonna knock on the door and see if I can get in because I left something in my room.
Okay. What part of town is this? Is this in?
This will be the east side of Detroit.
All right. Do you have a lot of warm memories about growing up there?
Yeah. A lot of fun stuff.
Now, if one of your fans was coming to Detroit, where's a place they could go at night to maybe bump into you? Do you go out a lot?
I would say like St. Andrews Hall on Friday night. St. Andrews Hall or, yo, Paul, what's the other places that I used to go to the Cafe Mahogany.
You're probably pretty well accepted in these places by now, right? I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it a long uphill battle?
Yeah, it was when I first started out, when I first showed up, you know, when I first started grabbing mics in little clubs and stuff like that.
What makes people from Detroit different than people from other cities, would you say? Is there a certain kind of person that lives in Detroit?
What makes people from Detroit different?
Yeah. They
just because, like, in our city, there's not a whole lot to do. So people are like, there's not a lot here, you know? We're just starting to get things here, so it's like, you know, there's a lot of tension in the city. I used to sell my tapes, my local tapes up in that store right there, Golden Jet Records right there. Excuse us. I used to go up here and pass out flyers for my, when I used to paint on clothes. Pass out flyers everywhere. And plus when I used to do talent shows and stuff at other schools, I would come up here and pass out flyers for those too. This used to be a store called A.L. Price. I used to go up here every day. My mother used to give me $2 for cigarettes. I used to go up to the store, steal the cigarettes and keep them. keep the money for lunch the next day.
Those days are over.
Those days were great days.
Hey, really? Did you enjoy them? Were you having fun?
Yeah, now that I look back on it, I mean,
yeah.
Kind of miss it. this is the house see back there that used to be a garage. We had our garage burnt down.
All right, well, let's see what's happening here. They fixed the place up.
Yeah.
They've been shoveling the snow.
Actually, it doesn't look that bad.
No.
Let's see if anybody's here.
If they're not, we'll try the back.
We'll break in. If not, we'll just take a look ourselves.
Now, if it were me, I would have let you in. Because you,
Excuse me! Huh? You have what?
I have not cleaned the house.
Oh, that's all right.
What if we take a look in the backyard? Can we do that? All right, thank you.
Oh. Do you remember the backyard?
Yeah.
Do you have like swings and stuff in the backyard?
Yeah, we used to have this one little swing. It was right there. Then this is where the garage used to be, where all these trees are. This used to be like a little thing for the birds, but it was always empty.
Yeah. Was your family pretty happy when they were living here, relatively speaking?
It was all right. It's just me, my mom, and my little brother.
Yeah. So you write all your stuff down beforehand, right? I mean, the writing is really important, obviously. You're not just freestyling all of this.
No. Much thought goes mm-hmm. into everything that I do. Mm-hmm. Much thought, you know. I try to make... I'm conscious of, like, every line that I write and every... making sure that everything is, you know, consistent. A lot of rappers don't want to... or just a lot of groups in general don't want to burn bridges.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say this about this person because what if I meet them or whatever, whatever. You know, I don't think like that. I think like if there's a reason for me to burn a bridge, then I obviously don't want to speak to you ever in my life, you know? So it's like, if I feel a certain way, then I'm going to say it, I'm going to express it. And yeah. I think a lot of people hold back, and I just don't hold back. There's a school right down here. Mm-hmm. It's called Osborne. I didn't go to Osborne. It's like about two blocks down. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to Osborne, but I used to walk to this other school. It was like a mile and a half, close to 2 miles away. Because when we came up from Kansas City, we used to stay with my grandmother. My grandmother used to live on the other side of 8 Mile, Warren. So I started going to that school, and like, it was the longest I had ever went to a school. It was like 6 months. So I started making friends, and it was real hard for me to make friends when I was little, you know.
How come?
I mean, we changed schools a lot. Like, we would change school. The longest I had been in a school was like 3 months, just growing up. But as soon as we had moved up back from Kansas City, I believe I was like 11, we had moved in with my grandmother, and I started going to that school down there. I might have been 12. I got tired of getting up every morning, and my mother wouldn't drive me to school. I would have to walk to school. So, you know, like, in the wintertime, it was cold, you know? So I just would skip school, just didn't want to go. And then I figured, like, I just want to rap. Mm-hmm. So then one of my longtime friends, Deshaun Holtman, he's a rapper too, his name's Proof. Mm-hmm. He used to take me up in the lunchroom at Osborne, and like, the kids would just like bet money and stuff. Like, we used to battle. I used to battle like a lot of kids in the school, a lot of other rappers and stuff. Mm-hmm. I used to rap really fast, and I don't think I was really saying much, but I was just rapping really fast, you know? But cause I was rapping fast, I used to win every battle, like, you know? Cause it was just rap, like blah, 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 blah. And other kids were rhyming slow, so, you know? I figured the faster you rap, the better you was.
So life is better now.
You better now. I don't want it to get much better. I won't have anything to rap about if it does, you know?
That could be a problem. What would happen if it just got so good that there was nothing bad to say anyway? Then the ballads would come out.
Yeah, then the love songs.